Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to The Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like your home space is more of a mental minefield than a sanctuary? You know that feeling when you walk in the door after a long day, and instead of feeling relaxed, you just feel stressed? Yeah, me too. It's crazy how much our environment can actually impact our mental health. Today we're diving deep into creating a home haven, a space that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Because, let's be real, your home should be your ultimate chill zone, not another source of anxiety. Now, before you picture me rolling up with a sledgehammer and demanding everyone redecorate, relax. This isn't about a complete overhaul. It's about simple, actionable tweaks that can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Your home is like your mental garden. You wouldn't just chuck any old thing in there and expect it to thrive, right? You need the right elements for growth and well-being. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can transform your house into a mental health haven. First up, declutter like a champion. Seriously, clutter is a visual reminder of unfinished tasks and can seriously mess with your peace of mind. Think of it as the mental equivalent of having a bunch of unread emails cluttering your inbox. It's just a recipe for overwhelm. Go through your stuff, donate, toss, or sell what you don't need. And trust me, once you clear out that physical clutter, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Next up, bring nature indoors. Think plants, folks. Those green buddies not only look amazing but also purify the air, boost your mood, and even increase productivity. Plus, they're a great conversation starter for guests. Hey, did you know this monstera can actually help you focus? Now, let's talk about sound. What's playing in your home? Is it constant news, traffic noise, or maybe just the hum of appliances? Ever notice how a good playlist can instantly shift your mood? Create calming playlists for work and relaxation. Think nature sounds, ambient music, or even those chill lo-fi beats. Number 4. Light it up. Natural light is a game changer. Open those curtains and let the sunshine in. It boosts serotonin, which is basically your happy hormone. If you're dealing with a darker space, invest in some good lamps. Soft, warm lighting can make all the difference in creating a cozy, inviting atmosphere. And lastly, personalize it. Make your home reflect YOU. Hang up those photos that make you smile, display your favorite artwork, or even create a corner dedicated to your hobbies. This space should feel like an extension of yourself, comfortable, inspiring, and truly yours. Okay, let's take it down a notch with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're Sarah, and you work from home in a tiny apartment that feels more cramped than cozy. Your desk is piled high with papers. There's a constant hum of construction noise from next door, and the lighting is dim at best. Not exactly conducive to peak productivity or mental well-being, right? Now, let's see what Sarah can do to transform her space. She declutters her desk, donating old paperwork and reorganizing essentials. She adds a small plant to her windowsill for a touch of green. Sarah invests in some noise-canceling headphones and switches out the harsh overhead lights for warm, adjustable lamps. Finally, she hangs up some motivational quotes and puts a cozy throw blanket on her chair, little touches that make a big difference. See? By implementing these simple changes, Sarah can turn her cramped apartment into a productive, calming workspace that supports her mental health. So remember, your home doesn't have to be magazine perfect to be a haven for your mental well-being. It's about making intentional choices, decluttering, bringing in nature, creating calming soundscapes, embracing good lighting, and personalizing your space. These are the steps you can take today to start building a sanctuary that supports your mental health and helps you thrive. Now, head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. What are some ways you're creating a home environment that supports your mental well-being? Let's build a community of conscious living together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep decluttering those dopamine triggers, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.